This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Farmers were shocked and dismayed when the farm bill failed to pass the House last week. For decades, major farm programs have flown through Congress with relative ease. That's partly because nutrition programs, mainly food stamps, got lumped in with agriculture policy to attract the votes of urban Democratic lawmakers. Now, with congressional Republicans intent on cutting funds to food stamps, that alliance has frayed, and agriculture's influence in Washington is waning. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer reports on The View from Farm Country.
Every 5 years, Congress is supposed to bring forward a new farm bill. It covers everything from rural development and energy research to crop insurance subsidies, and the biggest part, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly called food stamps. That accounts for nearly 80% of the current farm bill, which expired last year. The law was extended, but after last week's vote, many farmers no longer see Congress as a reliable ally. On a hot, humid morning in Kanawha, Iowa, a tractor is towing wagons full of farmers to the last stop on their field day at the Iowa State University Northern Research Farm. Entomologist Aaron Hodgson is handing out information about corn rootworm and other bugs that can damage crops.
The single most effective thing you can do is crop rotation.
Farmers lob questions at her, eager for tools to help them grow better crops. Farmer Bill Myers is sitting in the shade eating a pulled pork sandwich and wondering why Congress can't get the farm bill passed.
Disappointed in it. We need a farm bill. We can find all kind of billions for the Defense Department, but they want to cut at least $20 billion off the nutrition side. It's a mistake.
Nutrition cuts are a major stumbling block in the House, which is trying to bring down the overall size of the farm bill, currently about $100 billion a year. But at an adjacent picnic table, farmer Jim Maddox says maybe it's time to just separate nutrition programs from agriculture policies altogether, so farming's not a pawn in the food stamp fight. For now, Maddox says it's farm work, not Congress, that he's focusing his attention on. But he'd like lawmakers to do their jobs, too, so when he comes out of the fields, he knows what to expect.
It's impossible to plan if the planners in Washington don't know what they're doing.
I'd like to throw them all out and replace them.
Retired farmer David Smith is frustrated by the farm bill impasse in Congress.
There's no reason why they shouldn't came up with a farm bill. We're hanging out in midair.
Smith says with 60 years in the fields, he's used to weather-altering his plans. But federal policy, that's not supposed to be one of the seasonal surprises. In Iowa and Nebraska, the full House delegations did vote for the farm bill. Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart says in some cases, gritting their teeth and voting for a bill they didn't like. But other farm state roll calls speak to a weakening of farming's sway in Congress. In Kansas, for example, the four Republicans split their votes. Hart says farmers know changes are coming.
They look at the government like Mother Nature. We don't know what you're going to do, but once you do it, we'll figure out what to do around it.
But Hart says farmers can't wait to the last minute to get things done. And he says Congress shouldn't either.
We're looking now, you know, you're looking at $7 corn, which is a record high. Soybeans at $14, $15. That is with the stability we have right now. If you had people delaying to the last moment, we'd be talking about much higher prices than that.
For now, farm policy is under an extension that expires in September. Farmers hope that by harvest time, Congress will be able to put aside its disagreements over food assistance and produce a substantial farm bill they can rely on. For NPR News, I'm Amy Mayer in Ames, Iowa.
That story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.